I apologize.
Here we are. We're recording live from our studio here in Wichita Falls, Kansas. I am your host, Diego Santos. Welcome to This Is Happening podcast. I am out of order. Hector is out of order. Who is me always is Hector. I mean, I introduced yourself.
Just call me Hector. No one knows who I really am.
My hetero pod mate.
Hetero life mate.
No, actually hetero. I have too many of those. Sorry.
Okay, hetero pod mate.
Yeah, there we go. So today we're gonna have a quick mini cast. This will get people
mini cast.
In honor of our friend Essay is here in the studio.
And she herself is very mini.
She's a mini person.
Fuck you guys, I'm not saying nothing.
So we want to tell three quick stories about our new favorite bar in the city.
Yeah.
It's the name of the bar is called Three Cups. It's been around forever. My brother Junior was always trying to get me to go, and I've always, for some reason, was like, you know, the first time I went was a bad experience. It was the day after Halloween, and then the whole city was a ghost town, and I was dressed up like Slutty Arrow, and
it's funny. He said it was Halloween, ghost town. It sounds like the setup of a really shitty, scary story.
Yeah, it was a Roger Corman production. So let me tell one story of being here, which, you know, it's also I got a vent about this. So I walk in.
We're calling this segment The Vent.
Yeah, The Vent. So I walk in, hold my pizza like that. I'm dressing my pizza with your eyes.
Can I eat your pizza?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I offer you a slice. You don't want it. He offers you a slice. Oh, I get it. I know. I get what you're doing. The half Ecuadorian, half Puerto Rican. Nobody gives a shit. But then you want this muscle-bound Swede walks into the mix. Oh, my God. Pizza.
I'm sorry, Diego, but your pizza looks so
tasty. Oh, my God.
Let me just cut a bite.
I feel so discriminated again.
But the funny thing is, Hector has two slices. I know you're only going to eat one, so I'll get that one back.
I hate life.
All right. So anyway, so I walk in. As you know, once again, this is a podcast completely out of order. What happens is there's a couch, and I see, you know, I always survey wherever I go. There's four, five people hanging together. Three girls, two guys. Mm-hmm. Two of the girls are matched up with two of the guys, which makes the fifth girl the fifth wheel.
The fifth
wheel. So you know, I go to my seat, get my shot in the brew, $6, can't go wrong, PBR and a shot of whiskey. So the two couples start making out.
Wait, before we go, like, what kind of whiskey was it? Because that was also the night we went to the animation, and we had that whale whiskey,
yeah.
Which is basically paint thinner in a cup.
I don't know, man, this is whiskey's whiskey.
Whatever, anyway, go on.
So once the two couples start making out. Like, I can see that she's like, oh, fuck this, I'm uncomfortable, I don't want to be around this. So she gets up, she looks around like, oh, who could I talk to? So she does a lap, and then she sits right next to me, and then some, like, guy, bald guy with glasses starts talking to her. And it's fucked up, because he's all like, oh, hey, how are you, blah, blah, blah. And first she's talking to him, and then when she realizes that she can't get rid of him, she just literally just goes like this. Turns around to me, so, how are you doing? And I'm like, fine, how are you? Blah, blah, blah.
That's so rude, though.
It is rude, but sometimes you gotta get rid of people.
You don't do that.
And guys don't get the hint, you gotta do that, man. It sucks for the guy, but if you don't get the hint, you gotta drop the hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Or you'll get the nail. That makes no sense. Anyway, long story short. So, you know, we're drinking, and, you know, she's Russian, and I'm being racist. I'm all like, oh, she probably lives in Brooklyn, Brighton Beach. That's like an hour and a half from my house. I'm not interested.
Well, she fights grizzly bears. So goes under the name of Red Cyclone. Wait, that's Sangeep. I'm sorry.
So then she's like, oh, I live, you know, blankety blank. I'm like, oh wow, that's like the next town over from me. I could do that. So my brain, my drunk brain's like, all right, let's ask her on a date. Yeah, I'm gonna ask her on a date. Let's do this. So I'm all like, hey, would you like to go to, do you like Olive Garden?
Wow.
Because when I think of a hot date, I think Olive Garden.
First class all the way.
Woo!
So, and her reaction was, her answer was like, is you good in sex? And I'm all like, Olive Garden has unlimited breasts. We might have to take a break.
I need a break. You can catch your bread. Breathe.
Yeah, so the role of Parker is played by Hector right now.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's okay. The Hector here can't breathe.
Ah, I'm gonna leave the room.
Oh my god! Hector, are you okay? Oh my god!
Apparently, my pickup line doesn't work on Hector.
And Hector left the room. Okay, so.
So anyway, apparently I accidentally turned down her advances of her sexual advances. So.
Alright, I'm back. I'm cool. Oh my god, that was the funniest goddamn thing I've heard in a very long time. Oh. Oh my god. You were on such different wavelengths, it's not even funny.
Yes, we were not.
I swear to god, it's like something written by like freaking the like SNL or something. It's like a comedy bit.
Yeah, well, that's my romantic life. Woo! So yeah, so long story short, we exchanged numbers. I do not, you know, do the deed with her.
Was she interested in the breadsticks?
No, she was not.
Like, these breadsticks you speak of, are they truly unlimited? I'm intrigued.
Yeah, no.
In Russia, we only get one breadstick. That's it for life.
Take me there.
Goes back to her country. I met this fine gentleman. I wasn't too sure. Then he showed me breadstick. Still deal.
I like how this girl sounds like Yakov Smirnoff.
In Russia, breadsticks you.
Yeah, breadsticks you.
Russia, stop coming here for breadsticks.
Huh? I'm so sorry. This is coming gold. I'm sorry. Yeah, so. It is fertile ground.
That's all I got. So all I'm saying is the part that annoys me is that I call her up a few days later. And she only, the only reason why she picked up is because she thought I was the food delivery guy.
With breadsticks.
And I'm like, oh, hey, it's me, Diego. Remember from Saturday? Like, oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you were the pizza guy. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a funny thing to say on the phone. So I'm all like, hey, would you like to go out to dinner sometime? And she's all like, she didn't want to say no, but she definitely didn't say yeah. And she kind of like rushed me off the phone. And it kind of gets me mad because it's like we live in this like generation or the society where it's like,
I just think it would have been funny if she was on her cell phone. It's like, oh, my cell phone's going off. I'll call you back later.
Yeah, that's happened before. I've done that. So, but the thing is, it's just like, to me, it's like the society we live in. It's just like, going on a date seems too personal nowadays.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
like, it's like, oh, she wants me inside of her, but, you know, that's okay. But, oh, let's go out and have some dinner with some breadsticks. No, that's too far. That's
well,
too
it's
personal.
Funny you should say that because there was a study done from where I don't exactly remember because I read this a long time ago, but what happened is that social media has apparently made, this is the most antisocial generation of all time.
Yeah,
so, you know, people are looking for quick gratification. Like, they don't want to get to know you. They want to scroll down your page and figure you out in, like, a couple of minutes. Which is a cop-out and bullshit, if you ask me.
Yeah, but, if I'm trying to court a chick, she is not getting my Facebook until we've been dating for months. All right,
I hear you.
Yeah,
I hear you.
I'm the same way. Sometimes people on the Facebook and it's, like, too personal. Why would you get
you know what gets me?
I don't.
That's how you get to know people.
No.
You know what this is happening?
Because my Facebook is just pure buffoonery. So if they see my Facebook, they think I'm a dumb drunk who does a lot of gay stuff.
This is what's funny to me. People like this has happened to me. Like, hey, can I get your number? No, but you can get my Facebook. Wait a minute. Hold on. You won't let me call you, but you'll see. I can see where your family's from, your sister,
pretty
your mother,
is.
Your
because
cousin, what you did last week for summer.
That means that the person is interested. If I give you my Facebook,
no,
I'm
but
interested.
But you're getting. I understand.
And you're getting in my life. That
I'm getting,
that,
but you won't. But here's the thing:
they won't give me their number.
But
you could. A number is forever. If you annoy me on Facebook, block.
But you're gonna block people when they call you number.
That's right. Blocking
people. I've done it. No, I've done it many times. There was a girl who was harassing me. Yeah.
And here she is.
Yeah. All because I told her I had breadsticks, and she never.
Exactly.
She never left me alone.
Never can left the breadsticks alone.
Just a word of warning, guys out there. Don't put breadsticks on the table. You'll...
Save the breadsticks at a second.
Yeah.
Apparently. So let's switch gears to my personal favorite story that's happened in a while, which. We also had three cups because you know this name of the episode is three stories, three cups, three stories.
I like to call it three cups, one guy.
Yeah, in which our co-host here, Hector, has like the what do you call it? The digestive tract of a hamster.
I would like to say a hamster pee. like a centipede, like a human centipede, but with hamster.
We're like an angry hamster.
Yeah. So anyway, pretty much everywhere Hector goes, he always has to do his business. And I mean, do his business.
Really? You're just gonna just air it out right there, like, you're gonna make me sound like the Poopenmeyer of New Jersey.
That is kinda true.
You know, I pee a lot. I'll admit to that, but not the other thing.
Well, we don't really know what's going on there.
Yeah, you don't know. I could be doing heroin. You don't know.
so we go to Three of Cups, and Hector has to do his business.
And wait, is this the second story?
Yeah, we're second story. Bread Six is done, man.
I thought you were gonna do the me at the Coupe de Grasse.
Oh, well, I think that's actually the third story.
Okay, go on.
I mean, this is the funniest story. The third story is, like, the most unbelievable one. If that's even possible.
Diego, believe it or not.
Yeah. So, Hector's doing his business, and we're with our boy Jesus, who's been on the podcast before. I think the Double Dragon episode.
Yeah, he was the Dominican kid.
Oh, yeah, the Dominican kid.
He's also been on Metal Kingdom, for those who don't know.
Yeah, so anyway, so I see these two hot chicks walk into the bathroom, and I grab Jesus, like, oh, no. I don't know. He's like, yeah, okay, what? I'm like, yeah. I bet you Hector didn't lock the door. I bet you Hector did not lock the door. He's been sitting there for a minute, and I know he didn't lock the door. Next thing you know, the girls open the door. They're in there for a minute, and they come out, like, horrified. And then I'm like, tell us from your perspective, what the hell, what was going through your mind as you were on the Iron Throne.
Before I would tell you what was going through my mind, I'll tell you what actually happened, alright? Because this is making me look like it's completely my fault. And I'll admit, I tried to lock the door, I didn't do a good job of it. The latch was kind of like, you ever have one of those latches where, like, one part is higher than the other, and you kind of have to lift the door or, like, drop it just to line up?
Yeah.
But anyway, so I tried that for, like, a good minute, and I was like, you know, fuck it. I'll just make a lot of noise so they'll know I'm on the other side.
Yeah, but you're in a bar, a heavy metal bar.
Look, I'm not saying that it was a bright idea. I'm just saying that was the best idea I had to work with.
Next time,
you stand outside for me.
I was going to say, next time, ask one of us to guard the door for you.
I will, but anyway.
And that would have been a great pickup line. Like, hey, girls, my boy's taking a shit.
You bastard. Yeah. Hey, you want to know what color it is?
Oh, not you, that.
Anyway. Cute. Anyway, so, like, oh, yeah.
You shall not pass.
Was it you that I was thinking that?
Yeah, it was me.
Before I go into my story, I want to tell you what I did with SA. We were talking about, like, what if, like, Gandalf had diarrhea? It was like, oh, this shall pass.
Constipation.
Yeah, oh, this shall not pass. Because
diarrhea would be like,
it's like the dragon. But anyway, I digress. So what had happened was, I was in the bathroom, you know, I was doing my thing, and I was just, like, relaxing.
Relaxing.
I mean, like, and then the door swings open. Now, a lot of people, their initial reaction would be that of shock and appall. But I've had people walk in on me hundreds of times, so I'm like, you know,
whatever. This happens to this guy all the time. Like, he doesn't learn his lesson, apparently.
No. Let me tell you something. It used to happen all the time because I spent 6 months in my uncle's house in South America where there were no latches on the door and he had 12 kids. So, fuck that. You learn to deal with it. Anyway, so I was there and the woman that opened the door, she was done. She was wrecked, you know? So she opens the door and she sees me.
As you're sitting down making eye contact.
Yeah, and yes, we were making eye contact. I was looking at her. She was looking at me. I said no words. I was like, what?
Hey, what's up?
And then she's looking at me.
Hey, girl.
And the funny thing is, like, she wasn't shocked initially. She kind of just stared like she was trying to piece this puzzle together.
Well, what am I looking
at? Like, it was like, is this a painting? What? I'm not quite getting this. And, like, as she realized what had happened, she just, like, close the door, and she's back into her mess. Like, she was too drunk to actually really care. But the question is, why was she staring at me for, like, a full minute?
She stared at you?
She was staring at me.
Like I said, like, they were relaxing.
Nobody was speaking. It was just a really awkward moment. It was actually more awkward for me because I understand, like, if she was, like,
she was awkward
if,
for
you. Like, I would have literally died.
If she opened the door, like, oh my, sorry, that would have been it.
Yeah.
But she stood there in the doorway, door open, swung a gate. The whole world could see. It was like that one scene from It. It was crazy.
Yo, did you see her when you got out of the bathroom? You saw her again? Oh my god.
Yeah, she was standing outside waiting for the bathroom.
honestly, if that was me, you know, never be me, because I don't do that in public places. But if that was me, I would have wrapped myself up like a mummy, grab all the toilet paper, wrap my face up. I would have looked like Darkman. Again, just wrap myself up, left the bar. I wouldn't have said anything to any of you guys. I left the bar. I would have texted you guys when I got home after I was done crying. That would have been it, man.
So, no one's seen him at work for 7 days. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, pretty much. So, that was one of my... I mean, like, the fact that I saw it happening in slow motion, I felt like maybe I could have done something. I was like, you know what? That's a life lesson.
It's kind of like watching your friend get shot. You know, you kind of want to help, but it's gone so fast, so fast. It's like, what the...
No, because I saw them diligently walking over there slowly.
You can stop them or anything?
I probably could have.
You know what I think? There was a small part inside of you, so like, I want to see where this goes.
Pretty much. Because rather than stopping it, I got Jesus. Like, Jesus, mira. Mira. Like, I was actually learning Spanish for the moment. And he's like, what? Like, yo, I swear to God, I bet you anything, he did not lock that door.
They're about to see the plateau.
Oh, man. So let's just transition to the trilogy of the Three Cup stories. I'm going to actually leave out some names because, you know, maybe they don't want their business out there. So I went there with my brother, Junie.
Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, so I went with my brother, Junie, and we bumped into our friend of ours. Who,
yeah, Bernie Sanders.
So we bump into a friend of ours, and he's excited. It's like, oh, I'm hanging out with blank. And I'm like, I have no idea who this person is. But he's excited. But he's also trying to, like, make it like he's cool at the same time. Like, I can't believe I'm hanging out with this guy. But you know what? This is my life. You know what I'm saying? You know, kind of like trying to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Trying to make it seem like he's cool. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. Well, you know, I have no idea who I'm hanging out with right now. Junie's like, oh, okay, that's cool. I'm trying to Google it. I got the wrong name. So, long story short, he, at one point in time in his life, he used to work with Marilyn Manson. That's all I'll say. And when I get introduced, my boy's all like, hey, this is Diego. He's the funny one. And that irks me to tears. Because I don't like being introduced with any adjectives. And I don't like introducing people to adjectives either, because that raises expectation levels.
Like, here's Hector. He's the one without herpes.
Yeah, no. But I go, oh, this is Hector. He's funny. Immediately, people are going to expect you to tell a joke or something.
Yeah.
So, and it's just like, I'm not here to amuse me. So it's like, you know, so when I go, hey, how's it going? And you walk away, they're like, he wasn't that funny, you know? So, a few shots and a few beers later, the guy comes up with this crazy idea. He's like, hey, let's prank call Marilyn Manson. And my boy is like, here, use my phone to do it.
Prank call Marilyn Manson?
Yeah. So
I just want to know one question. When you call him, what is his ringtone? Like, is he a pretentious enough to play the Beautiful People as you blitz?
That wasn't funny. From what I remember, I think it was just plain. And like he picks up the phone and like they throw it at me and I'm like, oh shit, what's his real name? And you know, I'm like
Brian Warner.
I know. I'm saying. I mean, I picked that up immediately. Like, oh, thank God, my Google worked. My mental Google worked. Like, shit, Brian Warner. What the fuck did I learn that from? All right, anyway, it doesn't matter. So I'm like,
thank you from the Snapple bottle caps.
So I'm like, excuse me, is there a Brian Warner there? He's like, yeah, hello. This is me. Like he's like kind of tired and annoyed. Mm-hmm. He can feel it. And I'm like, well, this is Dr. Galawickets, and I'm sorry, you've been diagnosed with hemorrhoids. the circle was cracking up. He was you could tell like he was annoyed, but he didn't want to give me the satisfaction of knowing that I'm annoying him. So he's like, oh, okay.
He must be a Russian woman if he doesn't like being satisfaction.
Yeah, typical Russian woman. So yeah, he's all like, yeah, that's okay, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, all right. And I'm like, and I say it again, hemorrhoids. He's like, all right, thank you, goodbye. Click.
Thank you.
And like everyone's dying. My boy saved his phone number, obviously, but I'm pretty sure he blocked that number, if you could do it.
Yeah.
And that was the third story of Three Cups. You never know. It's a good venue. I recommend it. It's cheap booze. Good people.
Yeah, the bartender's a cool guy. I like him.
And what's weird is, like, even though it's a heavy metal bar, it's a very relaxed space.
Yeah, like, it was a heavy metal bar per se, but by the look of it, and, I mean, if you went by purely on how it looked, it didn't look like a heavy metal bar. It was like, you know, it was like, you know, kind of swanky, kind of art deco.
No, there's like fucking, there's like band stickers and shit everywhere. Yeah, you gotta look around, because you know, you're too busy pooping. Next time, like, I know, I'm pretty sure the bathroom is actually cleaner. They're cleaner than the ones we're used to.
Speaking of bathrooms without latches, I mean, I love Lucky 13, but there is nothing. I mean, like, at least Three of Clubs has a latch. There is no latches in the Lucky 13 Saloon.
Well, I remember, fuck, what's the name of CBGBs? Didn't even have doors.
Yeah, I remember that. Like, what the?
There were no doors.
I don't know if you know what CBGBs is.
I know, it's, yeah.
It's epic, man. I only went there one time, and I was there for, like, a little bit. And it was, like, really, really back. I think it was, like, in 2007. And it was just crazy, man. Shit, God, it was incredible. Like, that place had no constructive power. It was just a mess. You know. But it's not the worst bathroom I've ever been in. I can tell, like, what is that one worst bathroom that I was? I one time went to this one bathroom in Puerto Rico and just, like,
the
little,
worst bathroom?
Like, yeah, this is the worst bathroom. Like, it's like in, no, I got a better story for you. This is a real story. Are you ready for a really good story?
We're gonna end this episode on more.
This is the final poop story. You're gonna like this one. I remember when I was in South America and I was with my cousin. We were playing soccer in the park. I was about maybe 13 at the time, and naturally I had to use the bathroom. Well, you know, we were in this dusty old park, and there's no businesses, nothing but houses nearby. I was like, man, I really gotta use the bathroom. What am I gonna do? So what I did is I ran into some random house, right, and I knock on their door, and this lady comes out. She's like cleaning a glass from the kitchen, and I, listen, you don't know who I am, obviously, and I'm not gonna kick, but if it's possible, can I use your bathroom? I'll pay you if I have to. Look, I'm not here to rob you. I just need to use your bathroom. And she's like, okay. He's like, awesome. So I go inside of her bathroom. I do the business. I'm pretty much destroying her toilet. And then I go in and I leave. And that was pretty much the whole thing. But it was really funny because I was not expecting a total stranger to actually let me into their bathroom. Just because, you know? So, and with Diego out, I guess we're just gonna have to run this course. I don't know what we're gonna do, but. So, S.A., do you have any bar stories?
Any bar? Bar?
Oh, you're back now. We were gonna keep it going.
Oh,
okay,
back now.
All right, so, on that, this episode, thank you for downloading, thank you for listening. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I don't know if we have a Snapchat. If we do, I'll post it up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Just look us up. This is happeningpodcast.com or this is happening pod. I don't remember. Whatever. All right. Thank you for downloading. Have a good one. Till next time. Bitches leave. Yes.
Oh, keep it going. Want to do a quick 20 minutes?